We're going to focus now on another of the key topics in this general election campaign, immigration. In recent years, it's become a major political and social issue, particularly following an increase in the number of asylum seekers and Ukrainian refugees entering the country and the efforts to house and support them. Our reporter Kate Varley has been getting the views of some voters in Westmeath and she joins us now from Mullingar Town Centre. What have you been hearing, Kate?
Yes, good morning, Mary. Well, very much a mix of views around immigration here in Mullingar. But one thing everyone I've spoken to agrees on is that it is an important issue. And part of that is due to the use of Colum Barracks. That's the old army barracks just on the edge of the town here. It's currently hosting refugees and asylum seekers. And back in early 2023, when the facility was first earmarked for asylum accommodation, protesters staged a number of demonstrations against the plans and against the communication around the plans. Of course, Mullingar is not unique in that. We've seen a series of similar demonstrations around the country, particularly over the last 2 years or so. And now, with the general election just around the corner, the issue of immigration is again a talking point. And here's what some people in the town of Mullingar had to say.
It will play a big role. Personally, I have no problem with immigrants coming in here. And once it doesn't create hassle with the locals, once the locals are kept involved.
Yeah. And do you think that's a particular issue here in Mullingar?
It was initially when they were set up in the old barracks, Colum Barracks up the road there. Nobody was notified about it. But I think it's quieting down now at the moment. I'm not going to listen to people who are waving their hands and giving out about too many people coming in. I want to hear constructive thinking about immigration, and I'll certainly take that in mind.
I'm a teacher on maternity leave at the moment, so I suppose immigration is an issue in terms of school. We have a high influx of students coming from lots of different backgrounds and nationalities, and a lot of the time the schools can't cater for them, whether it's a language barrier or housing or materials and that kind of thing. So it definitely has a knock-on effect in schools anyway, yeah.
Will that inform the way you vote?
Yeah, possibly, yeah, because it can make my job very difficult sometimes.
I definitely do think it is. It's a huge issue. But personally, I mean, I know you've heard this rhetoric hundreds of times before. We as a nation emigrated all over the world, and I think it's time to just accommodate everybody and, you know, I think be kinder.
They're bringing in people here, but how are they going to house them? They can't house the Irish. No. I see homeless here. I see them on the street for the first time ever. Never seen any money in my life. I'm 53 years of age. No doctors, so you can't get a doctor appointment. Hospital there, you'd have to spend a whole weekend to get seen in it. How are we going to house thousands of more coming in? I'm not bitter about any of it, but I think it's a waste of time voting. Personally, I don't think I'll vote this time.
And what's coming through there, Kate, in those vox pops, is this concern in the town about access to some services and access to resources?
Yeah, yes, Mary. Well, that came up time and time again when speaking to people here in Mullingar. Now, across the country, net migration is at a 17-year high. So no doubt there is pressure on those services and resources. Though, of course, it is important to say asylum seekers are a minority of those who come here to live. Many people here in Mullingar also believe those seeking international protection are being scapegoated for problems that existed long before the recent rise, and that those issues should be better managed by those in power and those seeking power. Here's Niamh Bonner. She is a member of the Mullingar for All group, which was set up in response to those anti-immigration protests last year.
They're issues that were there before immigration. Yes, it is putting pressure on the services, but that's down to our government to sort out those services. Housing has been a problem. Things like nurses and doctors qualifying and having to leave the country because they've nowhere to live. People in Dublin not being able to get a teacher because they can't find anywhere to live. You know, every part of the country has pressure on it, and that's not down to these people. They're not coming here because it's easy or it's a cheap thing to do. They're coming here to probably save their own lives, probably to keep their children alive. You know, we should be able to facilitate these people. We need to get the people in charge who know how to do it properly.
And Kate, let's look now at the national picture. And what have parties been saying about immigration on the campaign trail so far?
Yes, well, Mary, over the past year, we have seen the government move its position somewhat on immigration in response to concerns over an accommodation shortage and indeed public disquiet. And from what we can see so far, many of the parties are continuing that trend this campaign, pitching tighter rules around asylum in particular. One of the first pledges of the campaign came from Fine Gael leader Simon Harris, who said his party would implement a means-tested contribution towards state accommodation for asylum seekers in a system he said would be fair, firm and rules-based. In its manifesto, Fianna Fáil pledged to automatically rule out any applicant who has already been refused asylum in another EU member state, with the manifesto also acknowledging that the, quote, current structures are not adequate to the scale and pace of this new challenge. Sinn Féin said it would treble staff in the International Protection Office to allow for quicker processing so that those found not to be eligible for international protection leave the state, while the Green Party pledged to establish a new asylum and integration agency to oversee asylum requests, accommodation and integration support. So Mary, that's just a flavour of some of the immigration and asylum pledges made so far this general election campaign. Plenty more information on the other parties' proposals, of course, can be found on the RTÉ News website. We are expecting more announcements and detail on this issue over the course of the campaign, and it no doubt will be studied closely by people here in Mullingar as elsewhere in the country. Mary.
And that was Kate Varley speaking to us from Mullingar. On the programme on Friday, we'll be hearing from a number of immigrants about what they believe is at stake during this general election.